views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello and welcome to those joining us for the first time. This is the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee and my esteemed co-host and husband, Daryl, who is joining me. At the same time, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to those who joined us for our debut show last month and are with us again this month. Now, for those of you who are new to the show, I'm Deborah Lee. I'm the original Psychic Love Doctor. I was discovered by AOL nearly 20 years ago now when I was conducting readings on the internet using an extremely unique method of perceiving the future from ordinary playing cards that my grandmother taught me a good 10 years before that. She called this method personal prophecy. It's an amazing method of perceiving the future from ordinary playing cards, as I said, but not only perceiving the future, we're able to use that insight while still living in the present to literally improve the future before we've even lived it. I think that's pretty big and powerful stuff.
Oh yeah, it is. Very awesome stuff.
Now, yes, this all involved using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards. The title stuck of the Psychic Love Doctor, thanks to AOL, and as the Psychic Love Doctor, I welcome all of you to our show. With me is, as I've mentioned, co-host Daryl, my husband of 14 years now?
Yeah, 14 years, something like that.
Offering the male perspective, you could say, as we discuss various relationship topics and during the live readings we'll be conducting during each of our shows. Now, Daryl is a retired Navy senior chief who has lived about, five lives during his 22 years on active duty. Wouldn't you say, Daryl?
Yeah, at least five.
He's also an accomplished reader of this method himself.
Yes, I do have a lot of experience as a man, and I know what makes men tick. It's always what you ladies hope for or want in men in your lives, but I will always tell you the truth.
And I know that was a little bit of hesitancy on your part, because whenever you have to tell women the truth, it does get a little...
It gets a little crazy sometimes.
Yes, he will, though, tell you the truth. I just wish he would tell me the truth when he has forgotten to make the bank deposit that sits in his truck, and he insists he made it, sneaking it in about 3 days later.
That's okay. You always make sure I... Not to take the trash out on a daily basis, so thank you.
And that's a very big, important job.
Yes, it is.
I appreciate that. Now, our topic for today's show is, where is your life taking you? This show focuses on how choice and change are instrumental to our paths toward the future. Now, one of the most empowering cards in the deck is, in fact, the Two of Spades. This card characterizes change on all levels. Change of heart or mind, change of direction, change of residence or location, change in perspective, beliefs, knowledge, even in terms of just a single thought. Change is precisely what the word means, a quietly powerful driving force in our lives that occurs abruptly, moderately, or even very, very subtly. If you think about it, we are all in a state of change as we move toward the future every single day. Now, prior to the start of the show, I did a reading concerning the group who are listening out there and now tuning in, and change is intuitively perceived to play a very important role in some of the in some way right now in each of your lives. I'm picking up that some are wondering if they should stay in the relationship they are in or embrace change by allowing a less than happy partnership to come to an end. Others are wondering whether someone will enter their lives to bring an end to loneliness and love them the way they really yearn to be loved. I'm also perceiving those who wish to change career paths, but fear change and the unknown. And some of you also already realize that change is playing a crucial role in the life you are living right now in the present and simply need a confirmation that you are definitely heading in the right direction. Now, as we're talking here and before we begin taking calls, I want you all to know that I've drawn a tight circle of light and faith around you to enable you to receive the intuitive insights you are seeking during our show today. Now, and again, please bear in mind that personal prophecy readings use only an ordinary deck of playing cards for intuitive insight. Now, Daryl, before we get going here, you really have to share, not only with me, because I love hearing this story, but also with those who are listening, what compelled you when we first met to learn this method?
Well, living with somebody that does what you're thinking before you think it kind of really throws a curveball in things. So one way to deal what she was doing, too, was for me to learn to read the cards.
So in essence, you had to choose that. You had to choose to change your way of thinking by becoming more intuitive.
Right. Yes, I did.
And actually, you were in my cards for 2 years before we met and actually, you know, embarked on this relationship that ultimately led us to marriage. But it's really amazing to me, even looking back now, that all those years ago, and you were in the cards for 2 years, I knew that you were the one. And I knew so much about you on the intuitive level that the moment we met, I almost could have pointed at you and said, I'm going to marry you. And I just felt that. And you have a similar story to tell about your own intuitive.
Very similar. Right before I met Deb, I was out on a six-month deployment. It was a typical deployment. Yeah, we were bouncing from port to port, doing our thing as the Navy, U.S. Navy, showing the flag and all that. During that time frame, I'd say about halfway through it, somewhere around there, excuse me, we were out to sea one night, and it was one of them nights where you just can't sleep. You know what? If you know what that is, you lay down and your mind's going 1,000 miles a minute.
I have a lot of those.
And
things.
You just can't get to sleep. So when I get like that, I would always go up, get dressed, go up topside, find me a nice quiet place up on the upper deck somewhere, sit down, just relax, listen to the air, listen to the wind, listen to the sounds of the ships going through the water, and we'd be going along. Well, during this, you could say I kind of maybe dozed out, maybe not. I would say probably not. I was more into a meditative state by that point.
So you're laying out there with the canopy of the stars above you and just the ocean around you.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah, I know. It's very peaceful out there. Anyway, I was in this meditative state, which I didn't really realize what it was at the time. And I was like in a fog.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there, and I'm in this fog, and you know, I'm thinking in my mind, you know, I was unhappy with the way my life was at that point. I was like, when's it gonna change? Oh, I kept getting soon. And I'm like,
where's the woman? That's the part I like.
How soon? And all I get was soon. So I go, where's the woman at it? It's going to change my life. She's coming to you. And that's all I could get. So, but I could see this figure in the mist. Couldn't see a face. Just an outline of a figure in the mist. And kind of tucked all that back in the back of my head. Was tired enough finally to go to sleep. Now I went down and went to bed. Got up, finished out the cruise. Everything was pretty good, yeah. And I've known Deb professionally for 3-4 years at that point.
Never in real, you know, face-to-face, yeah. real life. It was always via email and just as colleagues.
Yep. And one day, you know, one of our friends said to me, well, why don't you ask Deb out? She's single, you're single, you know, go for it. And I did, and I got the, well, I can buy my own dinner. And then I got, okay, how about a cup of coffee? Well, I can buy my own coffee. So it took me about, I don't know, 2-3 weeks to convince
yes,
you to leave me bring a cup of coffee.
And the minute I opened that door, I knew you were the one.
And so did I.
And so did you.
You opened the door up, and everything went screaming in the back of my head, she's the one, and you're going to marry her.
And I want everybody to know that this is not like a fairy tale story, even though it seems to us in recollection, it looks and feels like one. The fact is, I had to kiss an awful lot of frogs to get to this prince. And
yeah.
Daryl, I know that you had to choose to walk this path. You had to choose to make many changes. And this is what we want to bring about in our show today, that choice and change are huge tools that you can use to turn your life in the direction you want it to be. And we hope that you'll call in today for a reading. Sometimes just the reading itself will allow your life to begin the transformation.
Yeah.
So call it. Please call in.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little short break here. We'll be right back. So give us a call. We're waiting on you.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Join Chris Stanis for the 2015 Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival, Saturday, October 24th, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show on KKNW. Glad to hear everybody's here today and listening in. Our great host, Deborah Lee, is here.
Oh, thank
I'm
you.
Her co-host, Daryl. The
the intuitive.
Yeah, the Bonnie and Clyde of radio.
Well, I would also like to mention, as we wait for calls, please don't hesitate. We handle every sort of topic, and as a matter of fact, we actually do have an email question that's right now waiting in the wings. But I'd first like to mention that the music you just heard, that was composed by our son, who is a living example of how choice and change can really bring dynamic new experience into your life.
Oh, yes, it does.
This young man went to college, and he majored in musical composition, which is akin to wanting to live out of your car for years at a stretch. But he really just wanted to take that degree that he got, and he wanted to join the Army. This was his big choice. He felt there was a calling, not as a foot soldier, not as a tank
driver.
Yeah, he wanted to be in the band. And what our son did is it took him 2 years, 2 years to get his paperwork right, but the cards kept saying, keep going, you're being tested. This is all going to come to you in the form of huge abundance. But right now, you must soldier on, I guess you could say. And he did, and now is very, very happy in his career as a U.S. Army musician.
Yes. Matter of fact, we're going to get to go see him later on this week.
We've received an email question. This is coming to us from Lisa. And she writes that she is currently dating in a very casual, friends with benefits type of atmosphere, a member of the military, which prompted her to email us because you were mentioning your career.
Right.
He works with the Special Forces, and
right.
which is your secret...
Black Ops guys.
Yes. And she wants to know how... she can keep this relationship alive when he disappears for weeks at a stretch. And I feel this is part of her choice and change path that she's taking. That while it might seem that she, in many ways she's having a relationship with herself, I'm going to lay the cards out right now. And I hope that this will help to give Lisa some guidance and inspiration as she's dealing right now with a long 3 to 4 week stretch where she has absolutely no idea where he is or how he can be contacted.
Yep. And again, the numbers to call in are 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW.
For those that may be curious, when I conduct readings, I'm using a 24-card layout. I also have an alternate layout that I occasionally use, which my grandmother called the bed, and she would laugh and say, we're going to make your bed, and then you're going to lay in it. But actually, it's just a very nice snapshot of where we currently are at this particular point in our lives. What I'm seeing is that for you, Lisa, what I'm seeing is that you are dealing with an episode in his life right now where things aren't going particularly well. But I'd like you to know that I'm not seeing danger. What I'm seeing is, Daryl, you can help me here with this, a military snafu, red tape.
Yeah, they're... knowing the bunch that he works with, they have to kind of keep things very quiet.
Well, and he, there's
communication wise.
You know, Mercury in retrograde is also affecting our forces and their plans, which have seemingly gone awry. So I want Lisa to just sit tight, hope, you know, onto your faith, because he is going to be jumping right back into your life as soon as this work that the covert ops that he's involved in right now, as soon as they are over. And I personally feel she could hear from him by Sunday.
Yeah, good possibility.
Yeah. All right. So, Lisa, thank you for emailing us. I guess we have some callers now.
Yes, we do. We have Stephanie from Everett.
Okay.
On the line. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
We're very good. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, thank you.
What can we do for you today?
Well, my work life, I love what I do, but I don't like where I work, and that has very recently, last week, changed again, and now I am just not liking this, and I really need to know, do I stay or do I go?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's kind of like, do you hold them or do you fold them?
That's right. Well, these can be very important moves
that we
make in our lives.
Very important. This is, because this would be my retirement, and I had planned going January of 2017, but, you know, with the change that is happening right now in my company, it is just bizarre. It never happened before. It makes no sense. And there's something inside of me that just says, it's time, but I don't know if that's my anxiousness, my frustration. Hello?
Yes,
yeah, we're here.
I'm playing out your cards right now, hon. How do you feel about the prospect of upcoming change? Are you embracing it, or do you somewhat fear it?
Nope, I embrace it. I'm okay with change.
Wonderful. I will tell you, in all my years, and it's been over three decades now that I've worked with this method, I have learned time and again that often our present circumstances will begin to degrade and disintegrate, almost like sand falling away under our feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because the future is calling us. It's beckoning us, saying, come, there's wonderful things ahead for you.
Yeah,
that's what I feel. I don't feel like there's nothing out there. I feel like because for the last several years I've been working on what is my purpose here. It's not doing what I'm doing, but that's been a good thing for me. But now it's time for me to do my purpose. And
yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm here to confirm that for you. And if you look at it this way, as if every aspect of your life is your tiny universe, this is happening for a very important reason at this point in your life. It is time for change, and you are going to step into a whole new world, I want to call it, where I see it as a sunrise out of darkness. You know, really, I think that you are responding to your own intuitive voice. I think that you should definitely make this change. You're going to look back, six months from now, and be so grateful that you had the courage.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big move in people's lives.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh,
go ahead.
I just said, oh, yeah, that is a big change.
I personally feel that new circumstances are calling out to you. They want you to take these steps. You've got a whole new life waiting for you, much abundance. And, you know, I think that you will thank this organization, this company that you currently work with. I feel that you will be thankful in the long run that it all started to go the way it did, that led you to this big change in your life. Beautiful, beautiful cards here, Stephanie. Beautiful.
Well, I know that it's about timing. And that's kind of another question. Is there any timing that you can see?
I'm seeing by the first of the year, if not sooner. I mean, I could see you really making a move pretty quickly here.
That's exactly what I was thinking, the first of the year.
Yep, that's a perfect time to undertake brand new adventures and new journeys in our life. This new year is going to be fantastic for you. And I want to stay and linger and tell you so much more, but we're going to have to move on, and we're coming up on break here shortly. But, Stephanie, I love your cards. Please check in with us in the future. We're only here once a month.
Yep. Every second Thursday?
Yes. But you can also catch us on Transformation Talk Radio on Fridays at 5, well, it would be our time here on the East Coast, at 5 p.m. 2 p.m. Pacific.
Yep.
So thank you so much. I'd love to hear more about your upcoming change.
What?
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Wow, she's really got some awesome
cards. Oh, no, did you see that? Those tens are just dynamic.
Yeah, I've seen them.
It's like a rocket ship to the moon. Do we have time to take another?
No, we'll be rolling up in the break here in about a minute.
Well, let's talk about how, real quickly here, you use this method in your own work dealing with the government, which at times can be like dealing with the mafia, but I didn't say that.
We're our own worst enemies sometimes.
And you're working with civilian contractors who love to tell pretty little lies.
Yeah. I end up attending a lot of meetings in my job, and before I go into these meetings, I'll lay out the cards to see, okay, who's going to tell me what? Are they going to tell me the actual story, or am I going to have to pull that out of them? And a lot of times I'll let them go. If I know they're not giving me the full story first time around, I'll let them go for a little while. And somewhere in the middle of it, I'll just stop and say, okay, why don't you tell me what's really going on?
Right, and isn't it wonderful to have that kind of insight?
Yeah, it is.
To know the true agenda behind the BS that they're slinging your way.
All right, we're going to go to a break. Remember to call us at 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington at 888-298-KKNW.
Yay.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Do you want more sales, stronger relationships, a better work-life balance? If you answered yes, then you don't want to miss out on this one-of-a-kind event that will impact your life forever. Finish 2015 strong and make 2016 your best year in business ever.
Connie Fife, host of Masters Chambers, is sending you a special invitation to the Sales and Leadership Summit, November 4th in Newport Beach, California. Join Connie and sales expert Todd Novak to recharge, motivate, and focus.
Don't miss your chance to get in on this one-of-a-kind event and skyrocket your business for 2016. Wednesday, November 4th at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach, California. Lunch, parking, takeaway tools, and workbooks included. Visit slsevent.com. That's slsevent.com to learn more and register your spot at the Sales and Leadership Summit today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit ConsciousBeingBook.com today.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, honey.
And I'm Daryl, her Ed McMahon of the panel here today. So let's take our next caller. Let's talk to Robin.
Okay. Hello, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're doing good. How are you?
I'm great. This is my first time hearing you, and I'm enjoying it so much.
Oh, well, thank you. We're so happy to hear that. What can we do for you today, hon?
You know, I just felt like I should call. I feel like I just kind of dodged a bullet. I was about to purchase a business,
mm-hmm.
and on my side of the transaction, I was fine, but the person selling it to me actually reneged on some things and pulled back from the sale and then turned and sold to someone else. So I at first felt great betrayal and sadness.
Sure.
But then I remembered that the universe protects me. So I think I may have dodged a bullet there in a little bit of hindsight. So I'm moving forward with a different focus for my work, and I feel really good about it. In this new focus, right at this exact moment, I'm looking for a new home, and because I'm moving into one of two different communities, it will affect the business I'm going into. And okay. So I'm just trying to sort of clarify this. Should I be purchasing a home in the next 60 days, or should I wait till after the first of the year? And I feel like I need to jump on it right now, but I think because everything's happening so quickly, I just would love some validation.
Oh, this is terrific. I really feel that this is going to help in that decision for you. And I can't wait. These cards are literally jumping out of my... Daryl's watching.
Yeah.
I mean, you have very dynamic cards as well. And that is one thing I'd like to point out as I'm laying these down. Personal prophecy, it has a focus that is primarily about our potential, whether it's potential in business, in love, right. in family, in all aspects of our lives. A lot of times we think we don't, well, we have a little bit of potential, maybe enough that would fill a room. But in actuality, we have a huge amount of potential.
Yes, we do.
Awesome.
And your cards are, you are finally, at this point, I feel you are really stepping out on your life stage. Let's put it this way. The stagehands have been busy for a long time building all that scenery and getting the lights just right. And the writers,
yes.
Do you feel it? Yes.
I feel like, you know, I've put a lot of the sums of my part into this new direction.
And now you're going to step out, and oh, you'll never want to leave that stage again, because it's going to be extremely fruitful and highly successful for you. You know,
I think
you should listen to that little voice you have that's telling you, it's urging you to start looking, because I feel the right home is just in front of you. And you did, by the way, dodge a huge bullet. I actually am finding myself feeling sorry for those that are going to get stuck with that lemon. There's a lot wrong with that house. There was a lot of misrepresentation involved in that house.
That's what I'm thinking, too, in hindsight.
Yes, absolutely. It was wolf in sheep's clothing. And
that
so
is exactly what I felt.
Yeah. Well, I feel that because you heeded that voice and you stepped in the right direction, now you're going to get rewarded with the home of your dreams. So I don't feel you're going to have to search too hard, because it wants to find you. I do believe that even inanimate objects have a consciousness, and they...
Oh, me too.
Do you? Well, that's terrific.
Me too.
You have a potential to do quite a bit of traveling in the future that lies before you. I see you globetrotting, and this may not be the only home that you have. I'm picturing, do you see them in your own intuitiveness, Daryl?
Yeah.
I'm seeing a string of homes.
Yep.
Tiny darling cottages all the way up to, say, something that's on a rolling piece of land.
May I ask you just a follow-up question quickly?
All right, sure.
I, I've actually toured a property yesterday that has a bit of land that I fell in love with, and I've been looking at like 8 or 9 properties actually over the last few weeks, but this one keeps coming back to me, and I'm feeling like that may be this.
Okay. Well, give me a moment.
It's stylistically not my style, but I feel like if I put my own touches into it, it could be just a really beautiful place for my daughter and I.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's the thing. You really want to make it your own. You want to, you know, have your own, we like us, Daryl, yeah. We have our own little bubble where when we yeah. are in, and it's everything we want our bubble to contain. And
yeah.
It doesn't have to be right, and it doesn't have to be fancy. It's just all about you.
Yeah. It's not about fancy. It's kind of about having that space for her to have outdoor experiences as much as indoor experiences.
Right.
And I just keep going back to this particular one, and so that's probably what prompted my call.
I feel that this could be a wonderful change for you. If you yeah. Now, just bear in mind, if you don't get this home, there will be several others still coming for you. I'm getting the distinct impression of a sideline real estate business for you, of picking up homes, making them have their own personality.
Right. Basically flipping.
Flipping houses, exactly. And if that doesn't resonate with you right now, give this a couple years. I feel you're going to find that you have quite a talent.
Well, would you like to know what I do for a living?
I would.
Yeah, I'm a real estate broker.
Well, no wonder.
And actually, when I was going to get out of real estate with this other business idea, but that kind of went south, and like you picked up, it was a wolf in sheep's clothing is exactly how it felt later. But in the moment, it felt like I was getting something taken away from me, and then I remembered the universe is guiding me. And then this other opportunity literally 2 days ago came to me in real estate that got me very excited again about helping others in home ownership. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to revive my real estate chops, and I'm excited again about real estate. So you guys are like an amazing validation. I appreciate your validation so much.
Oh, we're so happy to hear that.
Yes, we are.
I have to tell you, I feel that you hold the potential to make a tremendous amount of money in your future, and you will bring... She has a special caring touch where she could take a home that's been so abused and turn it into a lovely place for others to call their own. And
nothing makes me happier, actually. I love doing that.
Well, there you go. And the cards picked up on that just amazingly.
Wow, you guys are incredible. I'm just a little choked up right now. Appreciate this so much.
Well,
oh, you're welcome.
I hope that you will stay in touch with us, check in from time to time, and we'll explore more possibilities for your life. I feel
I would love that. I feel grateful to have stumbled upon you today in perfect timing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and you made the choice to listen in, so we're very glad that you did. Thank you. Take care now, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Oh, that was good. And you know, I am still very much delighted by readings, even after all these years.
Yeah.
It's clear that it comes from another place, because the power is just too great.
Yeah.
So.
I know. It amazes me every time, too, when I do readings for people or even in my own work.
Yeah.
It's amazing some of the things that come out of those cards sometimes when you... And a lot of, you got to remember, a lot of the stuff we see... There isn't a card that designates that. It's what we feel intuitively.
Yeah, the cards are just triggers or tools.
Yeah, or doors.
And I want to mention, my grandmother always stressed that the 4 suits of the deck were the equivalent of the 4 elements of creation. So that when we're shuffling and putting an intention on the deck, We are actually in the act of creating right. reality.
And tell them, like, there's four suits, there's four seasons.
Oh, right, there's many correlations.
There's 52 cards, there's 52 weeks.
Yep, in a year.
Yeah.
There's two colors, black and red, just as there are two halves to the year. If you add up all the point values on the cards, you will come up with 365.
Yep.
Each suit has 13 cards in it, which are the equivalent of the 13 weeks in each season. I mean, it just is just uncanny.
Yeah,
just uncanny.
All right, well, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back with our next caller, Julia. So we'll be right back. Have a good...
Yeah, hang in there.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
The new era of financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Wouldn't you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Aren't you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free, two-hour, full-spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington, on October 8th or October 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. Space is limited and will fill up fast, so call Lynn today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there!
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor show with our esteemed co-host, or actually host, not co-host, I'm the co-host, our esteemed host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, honey. And you are my intuitive co-host, Daryl.
Yes.
And Hubster. And we have Julia waiting in the wings, I believe.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey,
hello there, Julia.
Hi. I am calling today. I'm not even really sure what my question is. My life is so busy and chaotic. And my husband's very busy. I'm a caretaker. I work full time. Is my life going to calm down soon? I don't...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the cards for you.
So, you said you were a caregiver there, Julia?
I'm a caregiver for my stepfather, who I'm very close to.
Okay.
But I also work full-time.
All right.
And...
Well, as I'm laying down your cards, I have to honestly say how much I admire you and I honor you as a caregiver. Daryl had a couple years ago a very serious experience dealing with life-threatening cancer. For 3 months, he required, well, practically round-the-clock caregiving.
Yeah,
and
much.
I have to admit, that is a very hard job. And I can only give myself a C at best. And so those who are in that work, boy, it's well, I don't even think there's a word for it.
No.
Because it really requires every fiber of your being in terms of caring for someone. So, yes, and you know, Julie, I'm looking at your cards, and one thing I am seeing is that you are an extremely, I want to use the word sensitive, but I don't want it to seem like a weakness. She's very, help me with a word here. What I'm trying to say is you definitely need to find a way to simplify your life and to slow things down. I am seeing that your frame of mind is starting to get a little wobbly as far as holding on to a positive perspective, and I feel that you're getting exhausted, even in the sense of mental exhaustion.
Yes. You know,
it takes its toll on us. And I am a person who has spent most of my adult life as a sufferer of anxiety and panic disorder. And one thing I've learned from all the years of getting help, therapeutic help, is however long it takes us to achieve a state where we are exhausted and anxious and feeling really frazzled, it can take that amount of time to come out of it. So I urge you, please try to, both you and your husband, try to slow down. You both have not, what is your expression, Daryl? Smelling, it stopped to smell the roses.
Yes. Or worry about today. Yeah. Worry about tomorrow when and if it gets here.
And then.
Because by the time it gets here, it's today.
Yeah, because I feel that you need to be better grounded. She takes. You absorb as if you are a sponge. You're absorbing the energies of others, the negative and the positive, and it's really starting to wear you down. So I would strongly recommend that you and your husband find a wonderful, project, something they can work on together.
Right.
That is not work, even though I just used that word. But
something that's enjoyable.
Yes. And in your home, have a what I like to call a sacred space. A space that is yours. Some people will set up a Zen garden in their backyard. Okay. So you need a space where you can restore yourself, revitalize yourself.
I am doing that in my bedroom, and I have made a small altar that I do my meditations. I have made some progress towards trying to calm myself down.
Oh, I love that. And meditation, that's awesome, really awesome. So I think you're taking the right steps, and I'm really glad you called in today so that I could, confirm for you that these are valid feelings you're having of exhaustion. And from exhaustion can come all kinds of absolutely unwonderful things like stress disease. And what did they tell you, Daryl? Cancer can manifest. And so we have to, if we don't take care of ourselves first, we can't take care of other people. So
I've been hearing that.
Yep.
I've been hearing that. Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was a wonderful.
Oh, yeah, so great.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to. That's the one thing I want to share with everybody. I do not consider myself gifted. I do not consider that I'm ordained with some sort of special power. I feel we are all intuitive beings, and I do actually teach others to become a professional practitioner of personal prophecy. I am the only living subject matter expert for this method, and I do...
I guess I'm not living.
Only living, well, I'm, yeah, well, but as being the saying. Ultimate, you know,
the grand poobah.
Right, right. So if any of you are interested, I do offer a completely free mini course that is a wonderful taste of what this method is like. And if you are interested beyond that, then you can come over the internet. If you're local, which likely nobody's in the Virginia Beach area that we're speaking to right now,
yeah.
But if you are, you can be, I don't care where you are in the world, via the internet, I have successfully taught many to perceive the future from this method and apply it to their lives. And I'll tell you, as a sideline business, it's marvelous. Once you give others a taste of this kind of insight, they find themselves wanting more and more and more, to the point where they need your input when they go to make a decision, even something as simple as whether to accept a date or not.
Yeah.
I have many professional women who will email me for readings, and they say, I don't have time to waste. So should I go out with this guy? Where's it going to lead or not lead?
Right.
And the cards are just absolutely stunning when it comes to emotions and affairs of the heart. So I'd also like to mention that I do have a website called it's called Psychic Love Doctor, and it's at psychiclovedoctor.com, where you can arrange the services of either Daryl or I to conduct email readings for you. And one thing we're especially excited about is our Psychic Love Doctor app, for those of you who have Android or iPhones.
Right.
It's available free of charge wherever it is you get your apps.
At your app store.
Yeah. And you will be able to give yourself readings 24 hours a day. The accuracy I find is so high that I use it when I'm not in a position where I can lay out cards to get answers I need. Daryl, I know you've used it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, I use it extensively, especially if I'm in back-to-back meetings.
And as I said, it's completely free of charge. So is there anything I'm leaving out?
No.
You can attend classes. This Saturday I have a free class that will be run from our office in Virginia Beach at the Healing Fountain. But if you're interested, let us know. You can join us via webcam. And on that note, I'd like to thank you so much, Daryl, for joining me today, as always.
Yes, thank you for being the wonderful host that you are, my honey.
Thank you. And it's always a pleasure when this second Thursday rolls around for us to be able to, connect with listeners in the Seattle and Western Washington area.
Right.
So we'll be back after Halloween.
Yep.
I don't know the exact date. Let's check this out. Okay, November 12th?
Yeah, we'll be back on the 12th. And we're going to do what we call psychic soup that day.
Oh, yes. Where we're going to stir a murky brew of celebrity insights, what's going on in the news, a hodgepodge of this, that, and everything in between.
Yep.
And you can call up and, of course, get your readings or throw in a comment. And we'll have a little bit of fun for the wonderful 60 minutes we get to spend with all of you.
Yep. So,
and on that note, I'd like to end with my grandmother's favorite saying, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible.
We'll see y'all next time, next month on the 12th of November.
Take care, everybody.
Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness.
This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.